Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's On the Real with Dr. D, Dr. Deborah, Dr. Deb, and yes, today I want to talk about transcending racism. Today's show is brought to you by Black Business University, www.blackbusinessuniversity, where you learn, teach, and get paid. All right, thank you so much for sponsoring us, Black Business University. Today I want to talk about transcending racism. Now, as a social scientist, I know that when something gets started, ideas, belief systems get started, it takes more than a few people like myself ranting about it before things change. It just takes time. But it is possible. It is possible. And every week, when I talk about things we can do to make things better, to make our lives better, to just to deal with the idea that race is here and that racism exists on some level and in different ways. And one of the things that I say every week is that we are a family, and I'm the family member that calls the family to the kitchen table to talk about our problem. And the problem that I'm bringing to the kitchen table every week, every Monday, 11:30, 12:30 Eastern time, is this idea of race and what it's doing to us. You never, and so I'm calling you to the table. I'm just going to keep doing it until the right people get on the conversation and we start doing some things that make some changes. But transcendence, that means moving beyond and above something. That means no longer having a particular issue, in this case, racism, bog your life down, get you caught up, get you all, you know, bound by the ideas and the things that come from people believing in those ideas and even your believing in them. So transcendence has a kind of spiritual implication. Transformation has a spiritual implication. And there's no getting around it. We know that most of us believe that we didn't just show up one day, and many of us, even though we believe that somehow we started as a one-cell living organism and we eventually became human beings, and, you know, that we still came from someplace. And while scientists try to prove those ideas of evolution, there are still questions about it. So I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to the ones who think God created us, and the ones who just think we just showed up, the ones who think we came from another planet. Whomever you are, we have to live with the fact that we are one family once we get here, because what affects one affects us all. Ask the weatherman. What affects one affects us all. So how then do we begin to think about ourselves as one human family, and how then do we begin to transcend, to move beyond, to get above this idea of race? Now, I keep calling it an idea. If you do any homework, you know, Google is the first place you can start. If you Google it, there are some names that will show up every time that suggest to you, scientific individuals that will tell you that we're one people. Okay, and so since we are one people, but we believe that we're many different, even though we look different, we believe that we're many different people, we're still one human race. If you don't believe it, ask somebody who's got a kidney, who needs a kidney. Do they ask to see if there's a body, black, white, Asian, Indian? Do they care who gives it to them? And the reason why they don't care is because it doesn't matter. Because all the body knows is that this heart, kidney, whatever it is, whatever the thing that's being, the organ that's being transplanted, will function in almost anybody's body. So to transcend this idea, we have to begin to accept, believe that we're one people, that we all share the same DNA on some level. So that's the first thing. But even beyond the very physical knowledge that we are one people, you got to believe that. You got to want to believe that. You have to have some incentive to believe that. And I know the oppressed people in our community, in our world community, we are ready to believe that because we are feeling the negative effects of the idea of race. And then the lesser oppressed, and I say lesser because we all oppressed in some way or another, we have too much to lose. So it's to our advantage to keep believing that somehow we're better, smarter than other people, marginalized, oppressed groups. So transcendence then means that the thing that keeps your heart beating, the thing that keeps the blood running through your veins and the water being absorbed in your blood and through your organs, the nutrition, whatever, however it is coming, going through your liver, filtering everything, you have to then contemplate what that means. And I think contemplating the miraculousness, if that's a word, of the human body and how it functions might be the beginning of your seeing the belief, believing and seeing that your body is a miraculous machine, it's a miraculous organism. Just the beauty of that system will get you to thinking, will allow you to think about life outside of yourself and other people's lives and bodies who function the same way without you doing a single thing. All you do is feed it and give it some water and exercise. Even if you don't even give it any exercise, it finds a way to survive. So I'm saying all this to invite you to think about your life, your body, our lives, our bodies on a very, very, very elemental but somehow divine level. Consider that. Just think about that. If you don't do anything else have after having heard me talk today, your body, think about what it has to do to live. And then think about the fact that there are billions of others whose bodies are doing the very same thing while yours is doing what it's doing. And then think that a tiny bullet or a sharp edge, or even it could be something that outside of your body can frighten you to death. You can have a heart attack. And you are out of here, and you're no longer in that body. You're no longer with us. I say that to talk about the fragility of the body. As beautiful and as miraculous as it is very fragile. It is fragile. And because it's fragile, gives us, should be some incentives. I would invite you to consider just thinking about how important you are and how important we are. So I'm asking you now, family, to just think about what it means to live on the planet with other people, no matter what they look like, no matter where they live or how they talk or their hair, their noses, their skin tone, their eyes, whatever these outside things that signals that there is some great difference. These people reflect you. I think we transcend race by considering our own humanity, our own fragility, our need for each other. Think of this. If you were dying, and all you needed was about a hug from somebody who didn't look like you or live where you live or make the money you make, would you accept that hug to live? Now, I know some people won't. We know some people won't. They'd rather die than to acknowledge their connection with the rest of us. But I think the average one of us, if we're in good health mentally, and if we're connected to the material And if we think we have a life worth living, we would accept a hug. I'm inviting you to now then to just think about our human connection, our heart, how you can walk into a room and catch somebody's eye, and somehow there's a connection there you can't explain, but you know it's there. Or how you can watch a movie and have them tell a story that they made up, and you feel connected to the story and to the people in the story as if it is real. So transcendence has to do with moving beyond the material, moving beyond the body, moving beyond your ideas, your thoughts, your beliefs that keeps you separated and separate from the rest of us. That's what transcendence means. So we transcend race by considering our own humanity. We transcend race by allowing ourselves to think about the humanity of others who don't look like us or who do. We transcend race by simply wanting to be happy. Because there's research that shows that the race, cis, and the recipient of racist beliefs and attitudes, the negative responses of racism, are in the same predicament. They're in a relationship together, and they're both being affected by the lives and the things that are around them. I'm Dr. Deborah Nixon, and I am a family therapist, and my job is never to tell you what to do, to how to do it. My job is only to invite you to think about what you are doing and how you can do something different. Quickly, a note from our sponsors, Black Business University, where you learn, teach, and get paid, www.blackbusinessuniversity. Thank you so much for sponsoring our show today. And as I wind up my time today, I just want to remind you that you are a part of this family. You are a part of this planet. You are a part of everything that's happening right now in your world and around you. You're not separate from it. The only way you can transcend racism is to consider your humanity, to consider what it means to be connected to something or someone much greater than you, for you to consider the value of living in harmony with other people and to value that, and to value that. So, homework this week, it's Monday, this week, look around you. Look around you and see all of the different people that are walking past you, all the different people that are looking back at you, and spend some time contemplating what it is like to be a human being living among other human beings and the value of those lives and what those lives bring to you and what you bring to them. You are a part of the human family, and we are one family. I'm inviting you to the kitchen table to talk about racism and how it affects you. But before you go to the table, spend 3 minutes in silence, listening to your heartbeat, feeling the blood run through your veins, hearing your breath, feeling your breath, and know that there are other human beings that are experiencing the same thing. Transcend race. This has been On the Real with Dr. D. Thank you, Black Business University, for our sponsorship for today. See you next time. And remember, you already know.
child.